Despite letting in 4 goals, you were really strong most of the game. Was there any goal there that you thought maybe you could have or should have stopped?
Second, fourth goal for sure. Should have stopped both of them. Second goal was a bit of a screen. I couldn't really see it, but I got to fight harder to find it. Fourth goal, I mean, find a way through. The guy had shot it pretty good, actually. I didn't expect it to come off the stick that well. And they weren't really shooting off the rush a whole lot tonight. They were making a lot of passes, and sometimes you start reading ahead of yourself, and you got to play the puck strong and just let it come to you.
I didn't count the number of toe saves you had, but it seemed like in the first especially, everything was just catching your toe. They were just kind of just nicking there. You're almost getting in.
I don't really remember any of them. Sorry.
Fair enough.
I have to go through the video and watch it tomorrow, but they're a good team. They're going to get their chances.
You guys have been outscored now by this team 19-2 in the last 4 games. What is it about them that come out so offensively?
Well, I mean, if you take out one game, it's 10-2. It's just we had one rough game, and it really lopsided the score. They're a good team. They're first in the league for a reason, and we battled as hard as we could tonight. We battled really hard for the first 2 periods, and unfortunately, they got a couple power plays and they scored on them.
Eric, you saw a lot of rubber in Tri-City on a nightly basis, and you're seeing a lot of it here, too. Are you comfortable with seeing a lot of shots? Do you have a problem with it, or do you feel you get better as it goes along?
I like it. I mean, for myself, I think it's good for development. I get to see a lot of shots, and it's a lot of fun, to be honest with you. It's a lot of fun getting a lot of shots, and for myself, I just try and go out there and give the team a chance to win every night, and unfortunately, right now, we're not winning as much as we should be.
Do you have to play any differently in a game like against a team like the Marlies, where there's always going to be a cross-seam pass, there's so many guys out there that are really thinking the game, not just kind of reacting? How does that change it for you?
I mean, it's a little bit like playing back when I was in the Western League, playing like the Portland Winterhawks. They were a team just like this, where they'd move it back and forth, they'd pass it, they had really good skill. And you got to respect it. You got to make sure sometimes you got to play a little deeper, sometimes you got to understand where the backdoor guys are. It's a fun game for a goalie, but it's a challenging game.
Do you find that maybe as you get to know the players in the league a little better, you'll kind of stand to know their tendencies and know where you can cheat and where you can't?
I think in the American League it's a little harder to really find players out because it's so much change from year to year, and there's not as much scouting as you can do as the NHL, where you don't get as much video and stuff like that. But I think for myself, just getting to know the league a little more and getting to understand the tendencies of the league in itself.